We're continuing our Dream Team interview series on regional radio. Andy Humphrey joined on the line now by Kimmy Wallen of the Central Rebels, one of the softball Dream Teamers this year. And Kimmy, first of all, congratulations on making the Dream Team. When you first found out, how did you react?
I was pretty excited. It was awesome to get to do it with Carissa and even like Allison Tucker, Emma Nichols, Carly, and all of them. I played with all of them before, so it was cool to see everyone that was on there because I've played with almost everyone. So it was cool to be on there with everyone.
Your team had a really successful year going all the way to the state championship game. And how did this getting named to the Dream Team, not only yourself, but also Carissa Belfield, your teammate, how did that kind of culminate this season for you?
It was awesome going to the Final Four. I mean, you don't get to do that every year, and it was very a fun experience. And it was awesome to be on there with KB. We've played together forever, and it's going to be sad not being able to play with her anymore, but she's just an awesome teammate and friend and everything, so it meant a lot to get on there with her. So.
Yeah, I'm sure it did. And so this year, you hit 571 at the plate, a really impressive mark there. 37 stolen bases. You had 14 runs driven in. It looks like, reading from your stats that your coach sent to us, you didn't strike out at all this year. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's pretty impressive. And how did you, how were you able to put the ball in play every single time when you took your approach at the plate this year?
I just think every time, like, being a leadoff batter and a slapper, if I put the ball in play, either they're going to make an error or something's going to happen. That's just how it is with slapping. So that's my number one goal, is to never strike out. Just always put the ball in play. You never know what's going to happen when you put it in play. The rust when you're a slapper and all that. So really, that's my goal, is to not strike out. And then when my dad said it at the athletic banquet, I was like, the next day I'm going to strike out. Just because he said that and he jinxed me, but I ended up not striking out, so that's good.
There you go. You saved him there.
Yeah.
And then on the mound, you were striking quite a few players out yourself, 21-4 on the mound this season, and 159 strikeouts to just 27 walks. You had an ERA of under 1.5 on the mound this year. How did you feel in your junior year finding success that way?
I knew I had to come out ready to pitch. I really didn't want to pitch a lot this year, but I knew for us to be successful that I had to. And then when KB got hurt and tore something in her hand the first tournament of the year, I knew that I really had to step up and get my arm in shape to be able to throw 25 games all by myself. So that was a big, changing point for me, because I was thinking throwing 50% of the time, KB would take the other 50% of the time. But then when she hurt her hand, I knew I really had to step up for my team and our community and everything. So.
And I know this year's not the only year that you've made the Dream Team. You've kind of built up a pretty impressive career in softball for the Central Rebels. Now, what do you look forward to in your senior season as that gets closer?
I'm excited to take it on with, like, having to be the leader, having to be the oldest one. It doesn't feel like I should be a senior. I feel like I should still be playing with Maddie Hart and Liv and all them. But I just know how much I look up to them, and I just want to set a good role model for the younger kids and even the underclassmen, because that meant a lot for me to have good role models when I was a freshman.
And as far as beyond your senior season, playing college ball at the next level, you've already verbally committed to play at SEMO. I know it's a year away, but what excites you about that opportunity?
I'm really excited just to be able to keep playing. I mean, it's always every extra game you get, every game, you never know when it could be your last. I'm also very excited to stay close to home. I don't want to go too far. And Coach Redburn is a very good Christian guy and a very good coach. He reminds me a lot of my dad, and that's the main reason why I decided to go there. But I'm excited just to coach under him or play under him. It's going to be hard to not play for my dad, but he's a lot like my dad, so it'll kind of be the same thing.
Before we let you go, Kimmy, is there anybody that you want to thank?
Yes, I want to thank my community, my defense behind me, because I'm not a power through pitcher. I need my defense. Sophia Horton catching. She made me a lot better than I am with her catching. And my family, and of course, my dad for everything that he's done for me and got me where I am today.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Kimmy, and again, congratulations on making the Dream Team.
Thank you.
That's Kimmy Wallen of the Central Rebels, one of the Dream Teamers this year in softball, and she joins us today on regional radio.